there's a spot in Esther 4. In Esther 4, of course, I think I've spoken on Esther quite a few times here. And Esther 4 is a wonderful teaching, a wonderful lesson for all of us that how we're supposed to react and do. And it's not just on Esther's part, but it's on Mordecai's part. It's on how we ought to be when times are tough. And there's statements down here that is going to be made. And there's four statements that I briefly want to look at. And in verse 13, it says, "And Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, 'Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape to the king's house more than all the Jews.'" So the first statement is, think not of thyself. When you get in time adversity and you get into a really tough spot and you know what you're supposed to do and you know what's easiest to do, think not of thyself. It would have been easy for Esther to sit back and say, "That has nothing to do with me. I've got it good. I've got it going on. It's going very good for me. I want to stay back and stay out of it." In the world in which we live, we are taught to just stay out of everything. Keep out of everyone's business. Stay out of it. But the Lord shows us that there are things that are our business that don't seem like our business. He said, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." And to do that, you have to be watching out for him. You have to be paying attention to what's going on with them. Or how can you love them as thyself? Because we pay attention to ourselves. We know when we're in need. We know when we are hungry, when we're sick, when we're afflicted. He says, you do that for your neighbor. Notice he didn't say, make sure you do it for a group of neighbors. Make sure there's enough of them. Make sure it's going to be worth it. Esther was going for a whole group of people. The lesson is, make sure that we're willing to do it for the smallest of the people. Just one individual. But she gives us the lesson here. Esther does what it is. Proverbs 24 says, "If thou faint in the time of adversity, thy strength is small." It says, when the rubber meets the road and you don't do what you know you're supposed to do, you didn't have it anyhow. You didn't have what was good about it and strong. You didn't have that with you. So when it gets to it, when it really gets down to it, how are we going to react to it? How are we going to be? We need to be what was instructed. Esther, think not on thyself. Don't weigh out the situation and say, how's it going to adversely affect me? Is it going to be hard on me? I'm going to lose a good spot. I'm going to lose a good spot in the king's house. No, he said, you think not on thyself. He says in verse 14, if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverances arise for the Jews from another place. But thou art thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? That's the second statement. Whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. But notice what it said before that. He says, if you don't say anything, he says, there shall be an enlargement and a deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. He says, they will come. If the Lord would have them to be delivered, they'll be delivered. If you sit there and do nothing, and the Lord is to have them be delivered, they will be delivered. Amen. If it's going to be from your hands and what the Lord has put forth for you to be able to do, or if it's going to be another way, the Lord's will be done. He relies on no man for his will to transpire. He doesn't need us. Now, he puts us in situations just like here with Esther. She was in a situation where she had the ability to go and make a plea for the Lord's people. Right. To the one that was going to have them all slain. But if the Lord was going to have his people live, it wasn't going to all be hung upon Esther, and that's the only way it was going to happen. But notice it says, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. He said, The Lord's people will be delivered one way or the other. But that's not saying your house is going to make it through it. That you and your father's house will be destroyed. Now, how is it going to be destroyed? A lot of times when we sit back and not do what we're supposed to do, and there's a tough time and adversity right in front of us, and we sit back, you know it can eat away at you. It can cause you anger. It can cause you pain. It can sit there and weigh on you. And when something's weighing on you, there's not peace about. There's not peace in your house. There's not peace with you, your wife, your children. When something is weighing on that you know you're supposed to do and you don't do, stop and think back on the times of when you knew what you were supposed to do and you didn't do it, and how you felt afterwards, and how the weight of that burden of not doing what you're supposed to do weighed on you. He said, my people, the Lord's people will be delivered, but your house will be destroyed. When the Lord puts it on, we don't have all His children hung on us as a weight that we need to go out there and save them. That we need to do something to preach to the gospel to them, to make sure that they can be baptized, go out. We don't have that hung on us, to have that weight on us that we need to do that, that salvation can come about. But He did put things in front of us that we know the truth, and we have the opportunity to do what's right, and we have the opportunity to preach the truth and to share the truth, and we don't, the weight can destroy us. The weight can come down upon us. He says, whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. When you get in a time when you know you're looking around, and you ever been in those times where you're looking, feel like everything's going on around you, and you're taking a step back and you can see all the different pieces going about, and you're not sure what you're supposed to do, which way is this supposed to go? You say, well, I don't know where to step in. I don't know what to do. He said, why would it be? Why would I even be in this situation? He says, whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. How do you know you're not in that spot at that exact time for you to do what you know is right, because the Lord has put it on you to be in that spot to do that? You don't. Esther was come about, and she had the opportunity to go to the king to speak for the children of God. He says, think about that. And Esther bade them to return to Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. And I also and my maidens fast likewise, and so will I go unto the king, which is not according to law, and if I perish, I perish. Notice before we get down to I go unto the king, notice what she does. She goes to the Lord first. Amen. She goes to the Lord before she goes and puts in any action of her own. She stops and waits 3 days. To wait 3 days is like an eternity for me. To wait 3 minutes, I struggle with. But to go and say, I know what I'm supposed to do, but now I'm going to go 3 days and I'm going to wait on the Lord and I'm going to give it all over to Him and then I'm going to do it, is even harder. But she didn't just jump into action. She knows what she's supposed to do. She's being told what she's supposed to do. She can see that's what she's supposed to do. But what does she do? She waits and goes to the Lord. She waits on Him first. And notice what it says. It said, I go unto the king. See, I'm going to wait these 3 days. I'm going to go unto the Lord. I'm going to pray to Him. And then when it comes about, I'm going to go to the king. And I'm going to... That was her adversary right there. Her adversary was death that was in front of her to go stand up and speak to the king on the children, on the Jews' part, on their behalf. Because if he had said, I didn't tell you to come in here, she was going to die. She was going to be put to death. And that's what she says. And if I perish, I perish. He said, well, we're not going to run into situations like this. We're not going to have a spot where we're going to have a king that if we don't go to him and he doesn't okay it, that we're going to be put to death. I assure you, if you step back and you look at our lives, we've been faced with situations where we know we're supposed to do what's right. And we had to decide, did we want to do what was right or and cause disruption for the Lord's sake and know what we're supposed to do? And it was going to cause problems and it wasn't going to be easy. We got to remember, it says, think not of thyself. Look at it. Are you in this spot to, because you can do something? Go to the King. And if you perish, you perish. Those four statements, anytime we're in this world, anytime for the next part, this next week when adversity comes at you, stop. And I today kept thinking about it. There was not a time of the smallest adversity to the greatest adversity. Can you not put these four principles into place and then make sure that it works out for you? Be like, okay, I got it. I'm going to go. But remember, in all of it, you stop and go to the Lord first. Before action comes about, you stop and go to the Lord. Why? Why do we act like this? Because we're the salt of the earth. Because we're light. You know, when you talk about being the salt of the earth and light, you think about doing what's right and acting right, but it also means in adversity, you stand up and you handle it like Esther. You take hold of it and you speak up when you're supposed to speak up. You go unto the King, even if it means that you might perish. Why? Because we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's what she did there. She loved her neighbors as herself. She put them even above herself because she knew that if she went into that King and he wasn't going to be having it, she was going to die. But remember what that proverb said. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. I pray that when we get preached to and we are lifted up and we can feel the Spirit of God, and on Sundays, it feels like it's so easy to know that you're going to go out there and conquer all the adversities that come at you. Why? Because we're with one another and they're all coming together and we're all together where we feel like we can go up against it. We go out there in the world and the world's all against us and we're there by ourselves fighting it. We need to remember that when it comes to it and the rubber meets the road, we need to stand up. We need to be willing to go to the King. And if I perish, I perish. I pray that we can get something from that. And Lord bless you.